Hey, moms, welcome to episode 10 on the Front Parking Spot podcast. Today, I have a treat for you with Eliza Mobley. She is followed by thousands of you, and she is coming today with some excellent advice on marriage and the top five pieces of advice for Christian wives. You don't want to miss this one. Hello, moms. Welcome to the Front Parking Spot podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Bosma, wife, mom, grandma, former teacher for 23 years, and now a Christian children's book author and your podcast host. Are you a faith-based mom trying to live out a Christian life for your family? Do you want to learn more ways that you can have power over your child's spiritual growth? Inside this podcast, you will find tried and true ideas to grow in your faith and be the best wife and mom you can be. So listen in as you're cleaning up, doing the drive, or matching that sock. And be encouraged to know that God has his front parking spot set aside for you. Hello, and welcome to the front parking spot. I am so glad you're here. I am so excited to tell you about our guest that we have today. Her name is Eliza Mobley, and welcome, Eliza. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad that you asked me. Honored to be here.
I mean, you are just, I just love how we met. Actually, for all of you out there, Eliza and her family, we all met on the streets of Alexandria, Virginia, when we were just walking down the road. And we met her husband, Joe, and Eliza, and she was pregnant for her third baby then. And we just kind of bonded from that. And God just brought us together. It was a very cool little experience we had.
Yeah, so neat. It was, yeah, a couple years ago now, but it's just so neat how God will just work together, those unexpected meetings. You don't even live in Virginia.
But no, I live in Georgia. It was just crazy.
Yeah, but God was like, all right, these two families need to meet. So here we go.
Here we go. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Eliza Mobley. She is a Christian wife of 12 years and a mother of five, new baby coming in 2 months. Exciting. And she homeschools her children, which is I am so impressed by. She loves volunteering with her church, cooking, baking, and learning new skills. And I, of course, love seeing all these little actions on Instagram, which are adorable with your kids. Eliza primarily shares about Christian marriage on her Instagram account. And she hopes to always point people back to Jesus in their relationships and be an encouragement to them in their marriages and families. And Eliza, I have to say that that is what I was so impressed with. I mean, you have several thousand followers and you are giving them just nuggets of gold information for young moms to be getting the maximum of their marriage through God. And I just want to say thank you from this, because this is something that is not said a lot, and you are being a voice for Christian marriages and putting God first. And I just love that. So number one, I just want to thank you on that. And so, yeah. So when I was thinking about questions to ask, I want to ask you your top five pieces of advice. You've been married 12 years. I think we both have some to chime in on here. I've been married going on 35 years. But you know what? With you being married 12 years, you have this great platform of young moms and wives and moms that you're ministering to every day when you put up your Instagram reels. So tell me, if you could think of top five pieces of advice that you would give your friends and other Christian wives, what would you say?
Absolutely. So just a little preface. Like you said, I've been married 12 years, which has been such a blessing. I don't know it all in terms of marriage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you've been married much longer. So I'm always looking to older mentors and stuff. But at the same time, my husband and I have gone through a lot of up and downs in our marriage. And especially over the last five years, we've had a really solid marriage that's just been growing in our individual walks with the Lord and with each other. And so kind of with knowing that and having friends share with me different difficulties in their marriages, I felt like, man, like I've walked through a lot of these tough things and I've got something like to say, to speak into their lives that I've learned from the Lord, from the Bible, from encouragement from older mentors and such. So anyways, that's a little bit about where I'm coming from. And, you know, I don't think that I know it all, but I have learned some from, you know, the 12 years of marriage and what we've walked through. So the first thing that I would say is don't expect mind reading. A lot of wives, especially young wives, they want their husband to know exactly how they're feeling and what they're thinking. And why can't he see this on my face? Why can't he know what's running through my mind? And it doesn't work. We have to communicate clearly. And in that same vein, in that communication, we have to be respectful to our husbands. And part of that is being responsive to when he says, hey, that came across really disrespectful, even if you didn't intend it as such, knowing, wow, that was really disrespectful. And, you know, we've talked some before about love and respect and that balance and how important the love is to a woman and how respect really is the weightier of the two in terms of way that men receive it. So being respectful in that clear communication, but just saying what you need or what you're thinking, whatever, just being honest.
Right, right.
I think taking daily time to connect, not just letting days go by and like passing ships in the night, like, how was your day? And sitting with each other, looking into each other's eyes, not like on phones and stuff, looking at each other and saying, like, what's going on with your day? Checking in. Because sometimes, especially when you've got kids, you've got bedtime and then he's working on this at night or has this work project and you've got this due. And, you know, it can get to be pushed aside. And, oh, we'll get to it this weekend. Or when we have a date night, we'll talk about it. That daily, even if it's 10 minutes, just like connecting with each other.
That's great.
And with that, if it leads to conflict, if it's after 9 p.m., don't even go there. Because I have found I am way more emotional when I'm tired. And so if it's after 9, we're like, we gotta pause this. If we start to get into an argument or something, it's like, this is not going to head anywhere good. Okay, we will revisit this topic tomorrow and then kind of break. Another one I would say is thanking your husband for his efforts, from the big things like, thank you for working so hard to provide for a family, and smaller things like, thanks for taking out the garbage today. Hey, thanks for putting our baby to bed. Those things, like, they can get overlooked. And like, we as wives, so often you can feel overlooked in like your mundane activities, doing the dishes for the 10th time that day, yeah, or folding more laundry. And it really means a lot when somebody sees that and says, hey, you know, you did a really good job. Thanks for wiping off the kitchen counter. Like, just silly little things like that. But it can help you feel seen and be so encouraging to hear. So in that same way, we want to show that same kind of love and like gratitude and thankfulness to our husband. So thanks for taking out the trash, or, you know, making me that cup of coffee this morning. Like, that really meant a lot to me.
Those are great. And I love what you said too about the phones, because with your generation now, I mean, when I was a young married mom at 12 years of marriage, I didn't have a phone, and phones can really creep in there as that big distraction. And whether just watching a YouTube video or just reading like a newspaper. Back in the day, the newspaper would be on the kitchen table, but now people have their phones. And I love that you said.
And video is so distracting too. Moving. Yeah, you can be side by side, like sitting there silently for an hour, like both scrolling, I don't know, Reels or TikTok or whatever platform you like the most. And then you're actually not connecting. You're not spending quality time. You're not face to face. So I think putting the phones down, especially for that daily connect time, is so big. And in terms of that, stay connected physically. Like, don't just become roommates where you're, oh, hi, hey, but like, hold hands, kiss each other, give a shoulder rub, smack each other's booties as you walk by. I mean, if you're into that.
Right.
But like, set aside that time and like, make sure that you're not just, oh, roommates, we just happen to live in the same space. But no, marriage has that special blessing of having that physical connection. So don't give it up.
100%. You have to prioritize the physical relationship, because, I mean, men love that. That is definitely their love language, some of that too. But that is very, very important to be connected, because I find that when sometimes there's too much of a long time in between of any really physical connection, I think people start pulling away from each other and they just get a little bit more isolated. So that's a very important part of marriage. And it's funny, when I was your age, I don't know if Denise Glenn did this Motherwise Bible study. And it was really good, because it talked that if you wanted to adultery-proof your marriage, you had to have physical contact. And I was like, wow, that was a really strong, back in the early 90s, that was a very strong content mark that made. But that's so true. You have to keep that alive and fresh in your marriage. 100%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, making it a priority is huge, and not just saying, oh, well, you know, I guess we haven't, you know, been intimate in so long. Like, no, like, it's important. It's it's a huge vital aspect of your marriage. And so keeping that spark alive and saying, no, I'm interested in you, pursuing each other. Yeah, so huge. But I have one little an extra one if I can sneak in.
So absolutely.
One of my marriage tips. Okay. This one is, don't rely on your emotions like as a sign of reality. Your emotions can be way off base in terms of what's really happening. And as women, we tend to be the more emotional out of the two. I know there's always exceptions in a marriage. Sometimes the man's more emotional. But on the whole, women are the more emotional sex. So I like to just take a breather. If something's happened, whether it's with my husband or outside, but it's affecting my relationship with him, like just cool off and take some time to like pray, step back before responding, because your emotions don't always indicate reality. They can be lying to you. Sometimes they all indicate reality, but a lot of times they lie, and they'll, you know, you'll start to feel like he doesn't love me because he didn't notice that I was upset when I came home from this because this girl said this and he doesn't even care. He doesn't love me. But, well, like, slow down.
Right, right.
Being on a spiral. But I think just kind of saying, you know what? I need to, like, take a breather, like, journal, pray, just, mm-hmm. like, go on a walk, take a little break before getting carried away with those emotions and riding that wave. So that's my last, I don't know, marriage secret, if you will.
Oh, no, I love that. And you know what you were saying too, I remember before I got married, we had a priest actually. And here it is, you know, he's a Catholic priest. And I'm thinking, you know, you can make jokes like, what does a priest know about marriage? You know, they don't get married. But I remember he gave us advice. And you and I were talking earlier, like when you go to a wedding and you get that little card, like leave the bride and groom some wedding advice. And I'm going to ask you what you will write on one thing and you'd put on that card in a minute there, Eliza.
Oh, okay.
I always write this. I was told by this priest to, number one, if you want a healthy marriage, you need to keep these priorities. Number one is God. You have to keep God number one in both of your lives. Because you're not going, your relationship, you can only be as good of a wife that you can be is if you focus on God and make yourself a better person. You can't be like, well, he should be more spiritual or he should do that more that. You need to work on yourself because you need to pray for him. You know, if you want him to be more spiritual, you know, you can pray for that. But you got to work on yourself and you got to have God as your number one focus in your marriage. Number two is you need to have your spouse as your second priority. Your spouse needs to come over before your kids. Because I have had friends that you hear of this when people have been married, you know, 25, 30 years that end up getting divorced because they had times in their life that they didn't have their spouse as number two because their kids overtook that number two spot. Because your kids can never take the spot of your husband. So number one is God. Number two is your husband. Number three is your kids, you know, and keep that balance. Number four is your job. And number five is your hobbies. I know a lot of people may, you know, maybe sometimes hobbies take over or their job can take over God and their spouse. So if you keep those priorities, it really is a recipe to success for marriage. So that's God, spouse, kids, job, and hobby. I just really think that that is our recipe for success with being married 35 years. What would you put on your card if you go to that wedding and what's your piece of advice for the newly married couple, Eliza?
Those were so good, Jennifer. So mine is similar, but years ago in college, I had a professor say that the greatest gift that you can give somebody else is your personal holiness. And that's just always stuck with me. And I think how true is that in a marriage relationship? If you are seeking to grow in your walk with Christ and you are reading your Bible regularly, you are in prayer and you are in community with other people that are building you up and pushing you towards him, that's the greatest blessing that you can give your husband as a wife, is you growing in godliness. And in doing so, you'll be loving your spouse better and you'll be growing in ways to nurture your marriage and your relationship, which in turn, if your relationship, your marriage is growing and in a healthy place, that's the greatest gift you can give your children. The blessing of that model of a healthy relationship and having parents that are centered on Christ. So that's my answer. And it's kind of similar to yours, but through kind of a little bit of a different lens.
Oh, no, I love it. That is right on target because that's how you grow. That's the best thing I've read that time and time again. I read a lot through Focus on the Family. We've been focused on the family supporters since my kids were little babies in the 90s. But that's the number one thing, like the godliness and just praying and making yourself a better person in Christ, because then that overflows into all your relationships, like just like what you just said. So, 100% great, great marriage advice there, Eliza. This is so good.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Oh, wow. Well, I just really hope that you young moms out there, you know, focus with mentors like Eliza and get good mentors in your life, whether it's ladies at church. When you ever have a struggle or a problem, find good, safe mentors. And another thing we all talked about too is if you're having an issue with your spouse and there's something you don't like, be very careful. Wives and moms, don't make fun of your husband in front of other people.
Mm.
Don't make fun of your husband in front of your children. Don't talk to your parents about your husband, you know, unless it's, you know, just a safe question. But you have, I remember when I was a teacher, Eliza, I was a teacher and sitting in the faculty lounge sometimes hearing other teachers kind of bash on their husbands, it would just make my skin crawl.
And oh, yeah.
I would just say, hey, you know, this is not being very respectful to him, or I'd pull the person aside. So if you young moms find yourself talking about your husband to people that are not godly counsel, I would highly recommend to not do that because, and especially in front of him, belittling him in a group of people or making fun of something he said or something he did, you wouldn't want him to do that to you. So as wives, I think that's another great piece of advice is to always, like you mentioned, Eliza, is always respect them and talk highly to them and give them, I love what you said about giving them the compliments and thanks for taking the garbage out. Like
mm-hmm.
Some really great wrap-up stuff here. Wow. Well, I just can't thank you enough, Eliza, for being on the Front Parking Spot podcast. Going for the front parking spot in life is putting your whole focus on your marriage and having the best marriage you can have. Because like in Ephesians 3:20, that God wants to exceedingly abundantly give you more than you can desire or imagine. And that's also true in your wedding and your marriage relationship. So, well, thanks again, Eliza. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks so much for having me. This was so much fun. I really appreciate it.
Yay. And I will be, I can't wait to share this with other moms out there. And I look forward to us doing this again.
Yes, that sounds like a great idea.
And many prayers for you on baby number 5 coming to us soon. Can't wait to see the pictures.
Thanks.
All right. You have a blessed night. And thanks again for being here with us today.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Well, mamas, thank you so much for joining in. I know you are super busy doing all the things that can consume your day, but you took a couple of minutes to learn how God wants to build you up in your faith, family, and life, and He wants to applaud you for this. Please subscribe and review my show. This helps other moms tune in as well. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Front Parking Spot, on Facebook at Front Parking Spot Mom Community, or my website at jenniferbosma.com. Have an Ephesians 3:20 type of day, mamas, and be encouraged as you go for the front parking spot in your life today. God bless.